But it'll come as a surprise to nobody that yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far, and forecasters are expecting high temperatures to continue throughout today and tomorrow. So on the hot days, what's selling like hotcakes? We're going to talk to three businesses now that are booming. And if you've tried to get a barbecue or a set of garden furniture this year, you'll know why Garrett Michael is big. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Louise. How are you?
I'm great. You run a home improvement shop, Archers, in Ballina, County Mayo. Garrett, is there a set of rotten furniture left in all the land these days?
Just about, Louise. The very bare bones of it. Well, just to qualify it, it's a builder's merchant's hardware garden centre, and I'm one of a team of people that are running it. And we have seen unprecedented demand all this year for all things outdoor, be the leisure as in furniture, barbecues, but also different equipment for people to make their gardens look as good as possible.
It's very difficult to get furniture in particular, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. We saw this year a quicker run on items. I suppose the whole scenario, lockdown and the scenario of the last year has changed the landscape. So once the first bit of weather came this year, everyone was in as quick as possible to buy what they could. And normal years, we would be able to replenish stocks, but the supply chains have been so fractured this last year that it just has been harder. So we've had more disappointed customers, but we've had plenty of happy customers too.
I was one of those annoying people who bought a barbecue before Easter, which felt, I mean, it felt a bit insane at the time looking at my barbecue in temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees. But, you know, I'm glad of it now. You think customers are disappointed. What's very difficult to get? What's just about on your shelves still?
It's pretty much across the board, but I suppose what we were fortunate, we tried to increase quantities of what we knew people would look for. So some items we still have barbecue equipment, small amounts of garden seating, and we try as much as possible to. There's such a collection of stuff out there these days to get a good blend of quality and price. So things like Weber are a great brand of barbecue. I'm not sure we would, as much as possible, try to go along with them. And then there's another Karcher. They do power washers, so it's not so much the leisure, but there's plenty of maybe more so the male customer that like to come in and buy themselves an electric power washer, and they can take off around the house and do serious amounts of cleaning down of everything they can find.
There's an element as well, I'm sure, of we've all been looking at the same four walls for so long now that people are starting to paint those walls a lot. Tell me about paint sales.
Has been huge. Yeah, last year specifically, really we saw that it took off, and I suppose the weather coincided with lockdown last year, and what could people do? Only they could paint. So yeah, that was huge. It has continued. The weather hasn't played ball as much this year, obviously, and more so in the west of Ireland. We're bound by what the weather does to us. So it's probably too hot at the moment for painting, but it has been huge. And I think what a lot of people have discovered is they're appreciating their homes and their gardens over the last year. As we all know, we've had to spend more time in them. So we see a bit of a growth in that. And what we see is a lot of the younger generation getting involved in doing jobs in their homes and gardens. Maybe not wasn't what they wanted to do, but they were coerced into doing it. And we think there's a new generation of kind of DIY experts that can appreciate the value of having nice surroundings. So yeah, we've definitely seen a lot. And we've seen a lot of new customers, Louise. I mean, we're established a long time, but we've seen a lot of, I think, from further afield. And we've been fortunate, as everyone in business knows, it's been a hard year, and we're lucky to be open. And I think we saw a lot of people coming back into us and appreciating to be able to come in and speak to a local independent business.
Indeed, and I think people will be very reassured to hear the advice there that painting is not the thing to be doing now. There, put the paint pot down and go to Tina McCormack's shop, because Tina has the Storm in a Teacup ice cream shops in Skerries, Mullingar and Dundalk. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Can you paint a picture for us? Your shop is right beside the beach in Skerries. I'd say there's queues all day on days like today.
Well, yep, luckily. Well, the little shop in Skerries, it was a fisherman's hut, so it's tiny, but it's in the most beautiful place. Skerries Harbour on one side, and then on the other side we have a beautiful little horseshoe-shaped beach. Very safe for the children, so it's a lovely place to come on in this beautiful weather that we've been having.
Did going for ice cream sort of replace going for a pint for a while there during lockdown as a social activity?
It probably did. We do both on Skerry's Harbour, and I'm sure most towns are the same. But the ice cream, of course, is a real family thing, so you can bring the whole family down to us.
And you have a big business. You employ 50 staff there across the Storm and the Teacups. Has the two summers of staycations helped with the expansion there of your business?
I think it has. The whole COVID thing obviously was hard, but now we're open. It's fabulous. I couldn't complain. The people are lovely. The children are lovely. It's a great little business to be in, and it's a happy little business to be in. Everybody that comes, it's a nice little treat. A family can still get a treat for a tenner for the whole family. No complaints. It's really lovely at the moment.
And another business thriving on staycations is the Mountain Forge Escape Glamping site in Ardfield, West Cork. Conor Hegarty, you opened the campsite just last year, setting up a business in a pandemic. How are things going?
Hi, Louise. Yeah, it's been unbelievable, to be honest. It's mind-blowing what's after happening. I opened it last year in July. We provide camper vans, tents. We've our own special dome that sleeps two adults and two kids, and we have a pod which sleeps two adults and two kids. It's walking distance from a playground, a private walkway down to the playground. It has five beaches within 5 minute drive from the site. It has a 3 minute drive to the Mountain House food and rescue pub and restaurant.
So, and Conor, have you been affected by the Conor? Can I ask, have you been affected by, you know, we can travel internationally now, but have people kept their bookings, or are some people going to the airports now instead?
No, we haven't seen. It's mainly, or it's all Irish. It's all Irish coming here to the campsite. I haven't experienced any of the European travellers at all yet, with the camper vans and stuff. But no, it's all been mainly Cork, a lot of local, Clonakilty, Banleen, Barryroe. All the local families are coming out here just tinting because it's so close, and the new families coming from Cork, coming down, and the kids go back up to training, and it's only 45 minutes away, and they come down for a week, some staying for 2 weeks. The weather at the moment has been unbelievable, so it's people are coming, staying for last weekend, they just stayed for two nights, and then they started staying on and staying on and staying on. So it's really down to the weather as being massive, because weekends have been full up, but during the week it can be up or down. It depends on the weather with the tinting.
Well, who can blame them? Extending a stay in West Cork sounds right up most people's streets. Look, That's just a snapshot of some of those making hay while the sun shines, and long may the good business continue for Archers, for Storm in a Teacup, and for Mountain Forge Escape Glamping. Thanks to Gareth, Tina and Connor. It's 8:59.